He's telling me stuff I didn't know. But I was talking to the break. He knew some of it, not all of it. So I was trying to read him in during a two-minute break. I already did this the first hour, second hour. It's so big. Remember, I'm Tomorrow's News Today. But I know talking points. I know CIA planted stuff when I see it. And I'm not for it. But they repealed it back in 2012. And in these shows on Newsmax, Fox, all over, they go, the CIA Schmidt Munt Act legalized under Obama, the CIA lying to you. Well, there's a bad element in the CIA, but the good CIA has come to us and explained that there's a bad element trying to stage a coup. That's why they're saying Trump, needs to be dealt with these false orders. And then here's how they're setting it up. And the mere fact, for the first time, I think, ever in modern history, other than you mentioned Colby, who they killed, I guess you're right. They had the former director do it once. You have the elements of the CIA openly outing the CIA publicly, and they're saying it. The problem is they're saying it clear English, but unless you study this, you don't know what you're hearing. And I don't think the public understands what they're hearing. So there's a lot of facets about the history of the CIA fighting with itself. This is the biggest time of it out in the open, and Colby. And then now the issue of why we've moved to that point, that's a very good sign from Trump. That's a lot to unpack, but Barnes.
Well, yeah, I mean, the person is trying to take this all apart piece by piece. And remember, some of Kennedy's family is also there at CIA. Remember the kid that was part of the deal. So that there's white hats connected to Robert Kennedy who are there. And then there's all the good work being done by Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent. I know some other people that are real reformers who came in with them. And so what they're trying to do is within the intelligence infrastructure, recast it and recreate it and recraft it to actually be representative of American values rather than anti-American globalist values, which is what it's become and what it's been now.
And the first thing it would do would be expose the agency from within.
Absolutely. You have to do that. You have to. This was the great work. And somebody like Eldridge Colby being Under Secretary of Defense when his grandfather was the only other guy to ever out the criminality of the CIA. And he was a lifelong Cold Warrior. Bill Colby was like behind the lines in World War II, up in Finland and all the rest. So he was just an honest guy.
But when he learned they were starting to move against America, that's when they went public and they killed him.
Exactly. Yeah. He disclosed the family jewels. They were and who was it that organized the conspiracy against him and blacklisted him? Rumsfeld, Cheney, and Poppy Bush, all the way back then when they were working with Ford. And so, this is an old standing, you might say, a family. And then remember Robert Kennedy, his father killed by these folks, his uncle, President John Kennedy, killed by these folks. So you've got like personal issues tied in with political issues. So you got people with the right motivations to clean up these institutions who are at an inside war to do so. And that you got the white hats and the black hats, and it's happening day to day to day in the administration. And at times Trump is aware and awake. At times, he's put back into the bubble by Swampy Susie and Soros Scotty and Narco Marco and that crew. But people forget, Bill Colby, he disclosed the so-called family jewels, MK Ultra, the assassinations, all the rest, because he thought that was the CIA acting in excess of its lawful authority. This guy was an old labor lawyer back in the day. So he was a true Cold Warrior because of his political beliefs and religious orientation and deeply anti-communist, but he was not in favor of becoming like communists in order to defeat communists. And his grandson is a chip off the old block. He's the one trying to reform the military as we speak. He's the one trying to bring back the Pentagon to focus on the continental United States and away from all this other stuff and away from getting into conflicts in Europe and conflicts in Asia and conflicts in Africa and conflicts in the Middle East. He understands we need to reorient. So these good faith actors are trying to do good things, but they're going to need continued support from those of us outside the official political establishment in order to give them enough support in the court of public opinion to be the backstop they absolutely have in order to be able to achieve these successes that they're on pace to do.
And again, folks, you'll never see what we're talking about in the news spelled out like this, but it's not even science. It's a fact that on a scale of exposing the CIA, this is much bigger than what Colby even began to do. And this is clearly the direction of Trump going on. So Trump is really starting to get traction, which we've been begging him to do. He's got to get ahead of the Podesta plan and the plan for a civil war. We'll come back and talk about that straight ahead with Robert Barnes. We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing.
And I just got a brand new box of matches.
Now what's right is right, but you ain't.
So I don't say something unless I absolutely believe it and know it. And we're kicking the globalist asses. They can try to slow things down. They can probably get us a nuclear war and us all killed, but that's about it. So Robert Barnes, pulling back from this before I had some other domestic issues with you, and I appreciate your time. Great historian, great lawyer, good friend. Let's look as a constitutional lawyer at those senators, House members, CIA operatives in the video last week saying Trump, and with authority, you got to listen to us, we're CIA, we're military, he's going to give you illegal orders, he's been giving you illegal orders. They don't say that, but they couch it like that. And that's to have sow dissension, mutiny. But that alone, I think you'll agree, is not a crime. Trump then sees it, responds to that. He's been briefed on the larger Podesta plan, the Civil War plan that's public, that is sedition, a plan to have the blue states secede, a plan to cause a race war. That is a blueprint official plan. The governor of California says he endorses it. He's getting ready to run for president. Swalwell's moving in, the shiny spot to be governor. It's that compendium of Crossfire Hurricane and all the rest of it, the Arctic frost. It's all part of the same arc, admittedly. And so who produced that? Who came to you with the script? The crime is not them trying to cause the mutiny. It's the premeditatedness of the plan to cause the mutiny. And so, oh, the FBI is investigating it. And, oh, the Defense Department, that statement. And Todd Blanche said, well, we're going to see the intent of that statement. Well, even if the intent was for mutiny, they could say that's my First Amendment right. We think he's a tyrant. So there's a setup there that they're only looking at that statement and not the arc of all of it as the larger admitted insurrection, seditious conspiracy, treason operation. So we have to really address that. A, do you agree with that? And B, what should the real response to this be? And what does it mean that they're now bringing this forward at this time?
Yeah, I think you absolutely nailed it. I mean, this is protected speech in terms of what they said. It's the context that gives a potential criminal application. And that the right approach would have been for Trump not to say anything about it, but it included an investigative referral to the Southern District of Florida, already looking at all the other Russiagate deep state conspiracies, and simply add that to it. Because the question is, was there conduct that was meant to sabotage seditiously the president of the United States to sow the possibility of military dissension and later civil war. And my guess is that would be there. You're talking about CIA Slutkin. It was one of the senators doing it. You know, CCP Kelly, you know, the also doing it. You know, these kind of bad faith rogue actors who are constantly putting in their back pocket, if Trump doesn't play ball with the deep state, they'll take him out whenever it's convenient to do so. And the now, the only risk factor in all of this is it would be is that what's going on in Venezuela, I'm not sure that the military is always being given accurate intel that at least in a couple of these cases, what happens if it wasn't drug dealers, that we may that may be an issue down the road. Trump should be careful about
exactly.
who's giving
the
him
bad
advice.
Elements of the CIA could give them an innocent boat, or once we go in, we could be in a new Vietnam and set up. Whereas I agree with the reasons of regime change, it's in our hemisphere. Thomas Jefferson would go after for what they did. He was not an interventionist. Basically an isolationist with his, but he broke that with his Barbary War One. But exactly in overall morality, I understand regime change, which I'm not normally for, but in execution, I don't think we should do it because it's a trap.
Exactly. And it turns out it's a dual level trap. What I heard from some high ranking people in DC this past week is that the whole goal isn't even Venezuela. It's toppling Cuba. That it's because Venezuela is the prime source of all the cheap energy that Cuba needs to keep its fragile, fractured economy afoot that was even more deeply fractured during COVID. And then the latest hurricane made him, you put him in extreme distress, that it, without the Venezuelan cheap energy, the economy would completely collapse. And they don't think a post-Fidel Cuba regime will hold on. And Narco Marco will get his ultimate Cuban dream of driving in Havana and freeing Cuba. But he's willing to risk all of President Trump's foreign policy in order to do so. He's willing to risk our troops being dragged down in Venezuela for doing so. As some people like to say, Venezuela is Spanish for Vietnam. You know, it's even bigger than Vietnam as a country. Geography and topography can be just as troublesome. You got all those left-wing guerrillas and right-wing guerrillas and all the cocaine different competitors in Venezuela. So everything about that screams nightmare. And Maduro was like, hey, President Trump, I'll give you the whole thing. I'll give you all the oil. I'll give you all the emeralds. I'll give you all the rare earth, all the wind you want. And Rubio was like, no. Because Rubio isn't at that. Rubio wants to prevent Venezuela from being able to aid Cuba. And he thinks the only way to do that is to force Maduro out. And he wants a civil war in Venezuela so that Venezuela is incapable of supporting Cuba.
Well, by the way, so that's not even debated by the Pentagon. They admit it's meant to take down Cuba, cut off China into Panama Canal, and then the junior partner of Venezuela is Mexico. So actually get that larger reason, but the problem is it's bigger than Texas, like you said, and most analysts say it will destroy the country, and that's immoral, like destroying Iraq and killing millions to get Saddam. It just breaks with what Trump said. Now, that's why Maduro's now offered to leave and then, quote, have free and fair elections. I know the CIA doesn't want pure regime changes. They launder the money, and they're basically the client above China for my sources, or at least elements of it. They want to put the security chief in and, quote, have fair elections, just remove Maduro and kind of keep it going as is. I think that's why Trump sided with Rubio, saying no, clean break.
And the other problem is what the globalists want with this is they want the chaos of Venezuela to unleash another mass wave of immigration into the United States. And they want to say, see, Americans, you look at these poor little refugees from this conflict, from this terrible narco-terrorist regime. Don't you have to let them in? Another 5 million, another 8 million, another 10 million. Can't be busy with those deportations. We got to let these humanitarian causes in to fill up those voter rolls and to fill up those labor rolls. So that's the other bad faith action that's behind all of this. Remember, Narco Marco was part of the group that was trying to do immigration deals in 2014. So he has a long history of actually being pro-open borders. He's not somebody that's actually anti-immigration. It's purely rhetoric. It's purely a fig leaf for show. So I think the problem is they're trying to walk President Trump into a trap. The one trap in Europe, another trap in the Middle East, and now a third trap in Venezuela. So hopefully the president can navigate, negotiate out of it. He's starting to get his spidey senses up that something is not quite right with what everybody is trying to pitch him. He recognizes the best deal to do is get a deal with Maduro done, get it written down, you're better off from a Trump perspective with Maduro still there to honor the deal. So honor the deal so we can get access to secure oil supply, secure rare earth supply, so that we're no longer dependent on China. That's a way to do that without risking a civil war.
Sure, but how does the U.S. enforce that? I mean, how does Maduro follow his agreement?
Because they keep Maduro there. And as long as Maduro realizes I get to stay in power as long as I honor this deal, then he has shown his full capacity. Like, I think we thought he was a lot weaker politically than it's turned out he actually is. That the assumptions because there's been multiple efforts over the last 6 months to try to stage coups, to try to get internal dissension, to try to get all the rest, and none of it's worked. Because he has stabilized the situation politically in Venezuela for his own personal benefit. But that means he's someone we can deal with, and you keep him in play in order to protect the resources. And then you don't have a risk of civil war, because what the globalists want is a civil war in Venezuela. They don't want regime change in Venezuela. They want a civil war in Venezuela, because the civil war will unleash the massive migration into the United States that they want. So the civil war will drag down U.S. troops and further embarrass and undermine the president's MAGA agenda. So it's a goal to end as long as the civil war
wages. So what's your prediction? We're not going to go in. This is just maximum pressure to get to the mega deal.
Correct. Yes. I think President Trump is realizing it. Tulsi Gabbard has told him that. I think he'll take Tulsi's advice. He'll stay out of he won't let Venezuela become his own Vietnam.
All right, moving into domestic stuff, in the 12 minutes we have left, and I appreciate your time. The Democrats, lowest approval rating ever, lowest fundraising ever, and their election frauds being exposed everywhere. I talked to White House sources that were in the meetings. Good things to say about Susie Wiles, that task force he set up 6-7 months ago with that executive order brought back evidence out of China through Taiwan, Venezuela, of the voting machine fraud, of the cell phone chips in it, which I've seen before, and we've had high-level CIA whistleblowers on it, including one joining us, I think, Friday. So that's a positive thing happening right there. But the Democrats know that people are turning against them. I know then they're trying to finance taking legitimate criticism of Trump and saying we're done with Trump, try to fracture the movement. They take clips of me out of context constantly, all the top Democrat shows, and play it everywhere, going, well, you don't trust us, but trust Alex Jones. But people see through that. But we have to thread the needle of criticism of Trump to getting back on the right track versus it being used to bring down MAGA when we know the Democrats are, 100 times worse with their problems and their open evil. So I guess the larger question is, what is the real lay of the land? How much danger is MAGA in right now? I know CNN has this one host that, is basically pro-Trump, and most of what he says is true. But, yeah, we know Trump's base is constant. 80-something% support. We're talking about the new voters, the swing voters, the never voters that helped take him over the top. That's where he's lost half his support. And if you look at the numbers with all the baked-in fraud to override the illegal alien vote, we need the new voter or swing voter or Democrat crossover voter to win. That's the real political analysis, folks, from all the experts. And so there's this MAGA thing of white-pilling. Shut up, Jones. We're going to win the midterms. Don't say that. Well, Roger Stone told me a month before the elections 2020, he said, Trump's going to lose. He goes, he's really going to win, but the landslide won't be as big. They got 10% fraud baked in, but don't tell the public that. I don't want to demoralize them. We got to go on air and tell them it's very close. And he said, no. He goes, emblematically, it's the Q thing. He goes, it's not just them, but, Hillary's in Gitmo. They've executed the Clintons. The New World Order's done. We're invincible. Trillion D chess. And because of stuff like that, total delusion, get your popcorn, sit back, everything's fine. They were able to steal it. So we need to have Trump engaging the base, moving forward, pointing out he's the underdog, and getting aggressive with the deep state. That's what people want. And so here's a clip, though, CNN. Oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Trump's winning. No, he's eroding his key swing vote that got him over the top. Here it is.
Is the president losing Republicans?
No. Look, this is still Donald Trump's Republican Party, and we can see it here. It's like a rock, to quote Bob Seger. I mean, take a look here. Republicans who approve of Trump. 6 months ago, it was 87%. Now, well, hello, it's the same number. It's 87%. He has not lost any support among Republicans compared to 6 months ago. As I said at the beginning, he's like a rock. The Republican base is sticking by Donald Trump at this point in time.
It really is interesting to watch his overall approval rating go down, 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 but see this be completely constant here.
It is among independents. It is not among Republicans.
Okay, so how does this compare to past presidents in a second term?
Yeah, okay, I think this gives the game away, right? Which is Donald Trump, if you look at 21st century presidents, own party approval at this point in term two, who leads the pack? It's Donald John Trump, 87% of Republicans approve of Donald John Trump. You go back to 2013, 78% of Democrats supported Barack Obama, and it was 78% of Republicans who supported George W. Bush back in 2005 at this point. So Donald Trump has the biggest own party, highest own party approval of any president who served their entire second term in the 21st century.
You could look at this one of two ways. You could say, obviously, he's doing way better than past presidents. Or you could say, there is still room to settle. If there is a reversion to the mean here, if that does fall further, that could chip into his overall approval rating. Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene resigning from Congress in January. One of the concerns is that Donald Trump backed someone in a primary against her. How has Donald Trump done in his congressional endorsements?
You know, when you go up against Donald Trump, you're going up.
All right, so here's the deal, folks. Back then, the parties basically just gave it to one or the other. Trump has to have way higher numbers because he has to override fraud. As we said, at least 10% on average, which you see he has there. No margin of error, no margin of loss hits when he's the swing voters. So when people look at this, they don't understand that they're coming with even more fraud if we don't reform this system. And the Democrats have said they're going to come screaming down on top of everybody. So people, again, it's not a normal election cycle. This is an existential threat, in my view. Barnes, is that accurate?
Absolutely. The thing that's changed is independents are now the biggest voter group in the country. In the past, the parties dominated, not anymore. Like, you looked at the average InfoWars supporter, they identify as independent, not as a partisan Republican. And so that's where looking at the partisan Republican numbers really don't tell you much. What you want to know is, how are independents doing? And the independents are about 40% of the country. And there are three different groups that Trump got within the independent vote. One was the libertarian-leaning independent vote, people represented by the Rand Pauls, the Thomas Massies, the Ron Pauls, et cetera, the Dave Smiths, you name it. Then you had the what I call OG MAGA. These were the independent working-class voters from the industrial and rural Midwest who are deeply anti-war, who want to rebuild American industry, who want control of our borders.
That's why you saw unions for the first time going for Trump, and then you got RFK.
Exactly. And then the third group is what I call new MAGA, which RFK helped bring in, which Tulsi Gabbard helped bring in. And who are they? These are people that are deeply anti-war. They're young. They're millennials. They're minorities. They're Zoomers. They're disproportionately Hispanic and Black, but not exclusive, and Asian, but not exclusively so at all. They're just disproportionately young. They're people who don't like Israel. There are people who don't like us being involved in foreign war. And there are people who want to see more action. More, they're the salty crackers of the world. They want to see real accountability from the deep state. They want to see the scaffoldings lined up around Washington, D.C. You know, that's their mindset. That's their mentality. So they don't like all this donor focus. And the problem is, to the degree President Trump allows Narco Marco to run his foreign policy and allows Soros Scotty to run his economic policy and lets Swampy Susie run his domestic policy, then he will be out of touch with all of those three voter groups, and his support will collapse, and the midterms will be a disaster, a bloodbath. Not only will Democrats sweep the House, they will also win the Senate in places like Iowa and Ohio, and will shock a lot of normie Republicans. So that's his great risk. He's
and
got
the good
to
news
pull
is, Mitchell said that 2 weeks ago. They summoned him there for a three-hour meeting. But like you said, it was Vance brought him there. Thank God for Vance, man. Wow.
Oh, no doubt. Vance is doing everything possible to shift the messaging, shift the policy focus, shift the foreign policy focus. But what we're seeing is, like in Ukraine, that, you know, if he would stick with Vance's plan, he can get us out of there. If he lets Narco Marco hijack it, we're going to be stuck there. If he, same with on economic policy. If he listens to what Vance is proposing on affordability, on housing, on immigration, on those focal points, then he can get back a lot of those voters. If he lets Soros Scotty tell him, hey, everything's great, we're in the golden era, everything's booming, then he's going to look like he's as out of touch as Joe Biden. And so, and if he lets Swampy
Susie,
he's got to
be showing the good things he did and the success on energy and eggs and a few things, and going in and busting up the meatpacking monopoly, and explain it. People want honesty, not just golden, plated everything. Exactly. That is the worst messaging. What's she do about Epstein?
He should disclose it all. Don't allow this to get dragged out any further. Disclose it all. It exonerates him. It incriminates his adversaries. So get it out there over the holidays. Do not let this bleed out. Do not let there be follow-up subpoenas and follow-up summonses and follow-up impeachments and follow-up investigations. Whatever you do, do not let you bleed out over a year by letting little piece out, little piece out, little piece out, little piece out. Just get rid of it. Get it out, get it out, get it out. In the same capacity, embrace food freedom, financial freedom, political freedom, medical freedom. Soros Scotty's telling me he can't fire Jerome Powell. Hogwash. If he can't fire Jerome Powell, then the Fed is unconstitutional, as some of us have long said. Fire the Fed. Audit the Fed. Audit Fort Knox. Audit the CIA. Audit the Defense Department.
That's right. Bring Elon back. Bring Doge back.
Yeah, absolutely bring Doge back. You know, Soros Scotty stopped and stepped in and wouldn't let Doge go to Fort Knox, to the Fed, to the CIA, to the Federal Reserve. And that's why we didn't get the information we needed. We know there's all kinds of skeletons hidden in those agencies and institutions.
By the way, that was the most popular thing Trump was doing. That's his highest approval ratings ever, was Doge era.
Exactly, because these young kids want to see the system burn. That's their mindset. That's why 1 out of 10 Mamdani voters voted for Trump in 2024. People need to process that bit of information. That's why Trump was buddy-buddy with him in the White House. But Trump doesn't understand. It's because they want to see it all burn. So they want to see the deep state destroyed.
Explain that. Fourth turning is the biggest mega turning ever in history. These are facts. They're not fiction. We've been talking about it for decades. Trump, you're the revolutionary. You're the underdog. In reality, you are, but the messaging is not corporate CEOs. It's the people. You know,
exactly. He was elected to be a revolutionary, not to caretake the system, not to hold up the system, not to be like Roosevelt and salvage the system, but to tear it down. He was there to be like our founding father.
You just said it.
Like
Trump's Washington. Trying to be Roosevelt. That he doesn't. That no.
Exactly. He needs to be more like what Kennedy was starting to be before they assassinated him. He needs to be like the revolutionary Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Thomas Paine and Andrew Jackson were. Andrew Jackson nobly standing up against the central bank. He's got to do the same thing against the Fed. Make it Trump versus Fed. Trump versus Big Ag. Trump versus Big Pharma. Don't be in the bed with Big Pharma.
Yeah, I've co-opted them. They're doing what I want. And really, it's sometimes a little better, but not much. No. No.
They don't want to see Borla in the White House with another dinner. They don't want to. If Borla's there, they want to see him going to the scaffolding outside the Oval Office.
We don't want to see four dinners with Bill Gates.
Exactly. They want.
By the
Bill
way,
Gates
I don't like it, but every time it happens, my phone, the show is flooded because I'm just like the listeners. I'm upset. My exact instinct, boom. The audience is like, what is this?
And Swampy Susie thinks that his job is to be the corporate caretaker to keep the institution going, to keep the empire afloat and alive just a little bit longer when this empire is a vampire that needs a stake right through its heart. And if Trump will do that, be the revolutionary his instincts scream out to be, that his American voters elected him to be, then he can be the transformative president all of us want him to be.
Incredible. Barnes, thanks for the hour and a half. Closing comments. We've got about a minute.
The President Trump has great opportunities. Everybody out there should stay active, stay engaged. Don't be discouraged. Don't be disengaged. Remember even Marjorie Taylor Greene in her resignation saying now is not the time to be disengaged. It's just she's choosing a different platform and mechanism and means of engagement. So we should do the same. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled is convincing people he doesn't exist. The greatest trick the system ever pulled is convincing you that you cannot resist. So remember, your voice matters. Vice President Vance depends on your voice, and he's looking for reform and remedy and exit from the war in Ukraine. The DNI Gabbard needs your voice, and she's trying to reform and restructure the entire intelligence industry. Eldridge Colby needs your voice, and he's trying to restructure our military to defend ourselves, not a bunch of foreign nations. These people all need your voice to be active in the court of public opinion, to be engaged in the court of public opinion, because in fact, you can change the world. They ain't censoring you because your voice doesn't matter. They know how much it does matter.
And there's General Flynn. There is no 5D chess being played. Everyone needs to understand that. What you see is what you get. Absolutely. There is a battle over the future. Any white pillar telling you whatever Trump says is an idiot. They don't want you to be engaged. Robert Barnes, incredible job. Talk to you soon. God bless.
God bless.
Massive news straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds, Paul Revere's. I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on, where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product that has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. So some of these are a loss leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing of anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Alex Jones Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at thealexjonesstore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars as we fight to stay on the air, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. And again, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there and be the news director, and we're going to continue on, and they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in, we couldn't give out, is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates, you share them everywhere, you take the clips, you take the articles, you take the video links, and that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money, so we sell you great products that really work, so it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high quality food at reasonable prices, so you want to come back, there's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the Ultra Methylene Blue or the Sea Moss or the other products and see how great it is. And that's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free, and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWar has existed. It will continue on despite a URL, because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here. But you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this. The other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Lord, I'm tired from all this stressing. Too weak to count my blessings. Ain't got time for window dressing. Just trying to keep my soul intact. Whoa. I've been running hard, feet on fire. Dreams and duty tangled in wire. But when my strength starts slipping away, I still hear your voice. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Get those problems off your chest. Cast your cares on my shoulders, and I'll give you rest.
How a manga rapper used AI to create gospel song that climbed to the top of the charts. That is AI. Christian patriot behind it. Powerful tool. Powerful. I'll get my analysis of this coming up. A little bit more of that music.
Peace inside my cry.
Don't grow weary and well do. Get those problems off your chest. Cast your cares on my shoulders, and I'll give you rest.
That's called giving it to God. Say, lean God and direct me. I'm not going to feel upset anymore that I can't beat this. I know I can't, only you can. But that doesn't mean you just sit there and then God's going to give you things you're supposed to do. You got to learn to follow it. The older I get, the more I learn to follow it. I still probably only follow God's orders 70% of the time. I used to follow it like 10% of the time, and God's never wrong. And I'll say, I'll follow that order, and then I just don't do it. And a lot of times it's because I don't want to sound too mean. It's never out of fear what happened to me. Man, if I wanted to be the edgelord like these other hosts, I'm not putting them down, but I know what they do. If I wanted to be nasty and all, oh, man, I'm really good at it. And wild part is I'm not going to be nasty the way that these folks are, the way that God tells me to be. Let's just say aggressive is real aggressive. And I'm like, you want me to say that? I know it's true and I know what it's going to do, but good Lord. Well, the Lord works mysterious ways is the point. And I can't pretend to understand it. Socrates said, I know nothing. And those who think they know everything know absolutely zero. But the more questions you get, the more answers you get, the more questions you got. That's why we're not God, folks. I just know this. I want to be in God's hands. I want to follow God's directives. So anytime God tells me something, it's never wrong. And I have simply said, 7 months ago, I said, if we don't see indictments within 6 months, we know the Trump administration is dead in the water. And I said, it doesn't have to be perfect. The corrupt judges will try to throw it out, but that's okay. They'll expose them. Then we'll indict them again. And the indictment started about 6 months after I said they would. I said about 6 months it should start. That wasn't me. I just said, God, what do I say? Say, better happen within 6 months. Happen dead on 6 months. A couple months ago, I started saying, Cash Patel's going to be gone a couple months. That's God's will. And if Trump doesn't do it, that means he's gotten out of alignment with God. So I haven't seen this. I told the archivist to find some examples of it. They do a great job as finding a needle in a haystack. Sometimes the best examples they can't find. Sometimes they think he does find the best examples. But Trump is gearing up for the ouster of Cash Patel. That's being reported everywhere. I told you weeks ago I heard it was certainly being looked at very, very close. We talked about it with Kyle Serafin. But here it is. And I predict, as I said 6 months ago, within 6 months, if Pam Bondi and Cash Patel don't have major indictments on the table, done, launched, delivered, they'll be removed. I was the first to break 2.5 months ago that in Virginia they've opened grand juries on Letitia James. And now the Gateway Pundit got leaked, I wonder by who, the actual indictment forms and the prosecution plan of the Justice Department and Ed Martin's task force on Letitia James. Letitia James' indictment, here's the prosecution memorandum for federal and state charges. particularly in Virginia, but they're hitting her in New York, you name it. They have her red-handed in mortgage fraud, listing a whole bunch of houses as primary residence, listing things as single-family dwelling homes that are apartments. We have her. And so now, to put pressure on Bondi, people in the Justice Department have leaked that not just the U.S. attorney in Virginia refused to go with the indictment because they can sit on it. Now we get to see the actual proof. This is an information war. Did you see this 8 years ago? Did you see prosecution files for indictment? No, you didn't even see grand juries. Now you're getting the files in live time. Trump's going to war, baby. And I predict, as I said 6 months ago, within 6 months, if Pam Bondi and Cash Patel don't have major indictments on the table, done, launched, delivered, they'll be removed. And Trump's the chief law enforcement officer. He can do that if he wants. This idea of, oh, a president can't direct the Justice Department. Obama and then Biden directed the Justice Department and coordinated it with illegal stuff they did. This is legal. So Trump needs to stop being worried about, like, oh, I don't know what's going on in the investigations. Meanwhile, you know, he sends a memo out to her and somebody publishes it to try to embarrass him. Don't be embarrassed of that. That's good. Do a national televised address. Say you want them all arrested. Announce you're purging the leadership of the DOJ. Make, and I don't get him in trouble. He didn't call for this. I said, what about this? You, don't you dare. Let's not make Ed Martin the attorney general. Let's make the Missouri AG the attorney general, which I know he's lined up for, or deputy ad director. That's why he's there now. Well, they brought him in to be deputy director, co-director. Let's make Ken Paxton the AG. All right, I had a feeling I hadn't watched this tape, and I love the archivist. It gets lost in translation. Because I tell the crew, get me this, and then somehow it gets lost in translation. I get this, like I said, I made a big deal about this. They made a music video out of it. I said, they're going to claim Iranians have smuggled surface-to-air missiles in. They're going to shoot down Trump's plane, but nobody was saying that. And the archivist got me a video where I said, also, I'm worried they'll show a plastic explosive bomb in like a reporter's purse. She won't know. When they get on Air Force One, they'll blow it up. Not a bomb on the airplane. Not the clip I wanted. Service-to-air missile. Service-to-air missile. Service-to-air missile. Service-to-air missile. So that's a missile fired from the ground to an airplane, not a bomb on a purse in a plane. Two different things. So the clip I want for tomorrow is not my prediction that the indictments would happen, which they did. That's another old prediction. That's not what I wanted. I just don't have time to watch it when I get these prediction clips back. I'm not mad. Just, I had a feeling it wouldn't be right. What is it I want? I've been saying it for about 3 months. I said within a few months, Kyle Serafin said it when he was on a month ago, the word is Cash Patel's on his way out. That was the clip I wanted. Cash Patel on his way out. Two different things. Bomb on a purse, surface-to-air missile. I want surface-to-air missile. Not there better be indictments so they're all gone within 6 months. It happened, as I said, which is okay. It's no prediction. That's the equivalent of purse bomb versus surface-to-air missile. Two different things. I love it. It's okay. But you all heard me say it, so it's all right. Just 3-4 minutes blown. And here's the deal to the archivist. I love you. You do a great job. And you can also use the AI clip genie. It's really good. If you don't find what I said, it's okay. Just don't give me something else. Don't give me a clip of something else thinking you're giving me it. That's not what I want. If I ask for service-to-air missile clips, I want service-to-air missile clips. I do not want bomb-on-a-purse clip. Two different things. 4 inches, Private Pyle. 4 inches. I bet if there was some pussy up on that obstacle, you get up there. What is that? A jelly donut. And why are you not allowed to have grub in the bunkhouse because you are a disgusting fat body private pile. I'm not saying the archivist is actually very handsome and skinny. My point is, here's the deal. I can't play prediction clips unless I've reviewed them. It's my fault. You know, at the end of the day, who's the stands to blame here? It's me. I haven't said, I don't know if this is a prediction, because a third of the time, it's not the clip I want. If I said I wanted a clip where I predicted the Easter Bunny would arrive in a giant pink flying saucer on New Year's Eve, and then a giant pink flying saucer with the Easter Bunny arrives on Christmas Eve, don't give me a video of Godzilla attacking Tokyo. See the difference? Bomb on a purse is not surface-to-air missile. Me predicting they'd all be gone if there wasn't major indictments in 6 months, which the indictments did happen, is, I'm just keep repeating. Bomb on a purse, not surface-to-air missile. Bomb on a purse, not surface-to-air missile. Surface-to-air missile, surface-to-air missile, surface-to-air missile, surface-to-air missile, surface-to-air missile, surface-to-air missile, which is still an issue. I think I'll just throw on the towel at this point. I had a lot of the news to hit. I'm not even mad. It's just, I just love it. I just love it all. I really do. But do remove that off InfoWars. Did we put, here's Jones predicting Cash Patel would stand down? I mean, or about to be fired? I bet we did. I bet that's even a little gravy on it. A little gravy on top. Because here's the deal, I want to be accurate, and my predictions are accurate, but I don't want to show predictions that are other predictions to make my action of being accurate inaccurate. See how that works? I'm having a good time today, folks. I can do this, though. This will be successful. How about 15 minutes? How about 15 minutes of this? I can't talk because there's no other news. I don't have 300 clips of Muslims raping and murdering and saying they're taking over in front of me. I actually do. I don't have clips of them, people being arrested for criticizing Muslims in the U.S. Actually, I do. I don't have all these nightmare clips of everything else. But I do. I'm just overwhelmed. You know, to me, I can't believe that you have Brennan and all these people admitting they're staging a government coup that's illegal. Tulsi Gabbard's brought it all out. The documents are all public. We already knew this before, but we have the total proof. And then where are the Justice Department indictments of them overthrowing elections involving clandestine regime change against America, and now they're trying it again. And you know, now that the FBI is investigating it, and you know the Pentagon's involved, they're going to focus on the video of them calling for troops not to follow orders, which is free speech. But them conspiring for the Civil War and the Podesta plan is not. So we got to put heat on the White House, because Trump, quote, wants them investigated. Don't investigate one bullet fired in the info war by the enemy. Investigate where it came from, who ordered it, and what army you're fighting. It's fundamental stuff like that that drives me crazy. Like, if I asked for a prediction of all the times the last year I said they're going to go and tell the military to rise up against Trump and not follow his orders, which we have those hundreds of videos. I I don't want a video last week of them doing what I said they'd do. I want the video of where I said it before 500 times. See the difference? See the difference? Think about the difference. And I'm not talking about my crew. They do a great job. I'm talking about all of us in general. Why can't we, why do we focus on this one statement out of thousands that's all part of a plan to trigger a civil war in America? And as the good guys in the CIA told all these other hosts, they're getting ready to stage something horrible to blame Trump to then launch his overthrow. Oh, yeah, you get the gold coin. You get the medal. You get the blue ribbon. Because people have to be able to get this information or it's game over for us. Fox News, I got a clip here. Had the former head of the Office of National Intelligence on, and they were just recapping the coup against America. And then my question out of all this is, why has this not happened? Well, because we know we have compromise individuals that are in the power structure. You're not here to be part of the old power structure and just live high on the hog off the gravy train. We're in a revolutionary period. So if you're not a revolutionary, we're not looking for you. And that goes for the bad guys and the good guys. If you're just wanting to sit back and watch a Netflix show or watch a football game, go do that and don't count. We're trying to actually change the world. But as much as it's fun to bash Trump because it's so fashionable, I expose things he's doing wrong to make him course correct. Let's talk about AOC. Here, let's play this AOC compilation of her attacking President Trump and claiming he's a dictator. And then just remember what a nutball she is. And then I got another video right here we're going to play after it to remind you that she's literally a casting call. That's how Democrats get their new people, is from actor casting calls, and she admits that. I mean, she admits she is a puppet. And that's who these people are. So let's also spend some of our time on them. Here's AOC. It's 351 long. Here's AOC.
To be honest, the president's remarks are, I think, indicate a level of instability. It's not just shocking, it's not just offensive, it's bizarre, it is erratic, it's volatile, and I think it indicates a mental state that we should all be questioning right now, whether that's emotional, mental, what have you. The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. Like, this is the war, this is our World War II. It is not normal to make these accusations, it is not normal to invoke these kinds of threats of violence.
Will you condemn Antifa for the attack in Washington?
We'll be making statements.
It's easy to condemn a terrorist attack. Will you be condemning Antifa?
We'll be making statements.
They firebombed an American facility. Will you condemn them?
Excuse us, we have to get to the minute. And it's also not normal to also dramatically misquote, as Carolyn Leavitt was doing, what these members of Congress said. They made a very clear message to U.S. service members, which is that you do not have to obey an illegal order. We have to occupy all of it. We need to occupy every airport. We need to occupy every border. We need to occupy every ICE office. The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps. This is what organizing looks like.
That's right.
This is what building power looks like. This is what changing the country looks like. I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy.
There is nothing wrong with preparing the food that your neighbors will eat.
You're the one saying it's wrong.
I am told this is a garbage disposal. I've never seen a garbage disposal. I never had one in any place I've ever lived. It is terrifying. I don't know what to use it for.
Really think about it. When someone says that it's too hard to do a green space that grows yuca instead of, I don't know, cauliflower or something, what you're doing is that you're taking a colonial approach to environmentalism. For President Trump to respond so strongly with threats of accusations of sedition and threats of violence, I think indicates a nerve that was hit that I think it has been responded to in a completely inappropriate way. Donald Trump is also very old and a racist and a neo-Nazi.
This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time
my life was threatened. Thank you.
President, assisted by members of Congress, incited an attack on the United States Capitol. This is known as an act of insurrection, an act of sedition. And frankly, he is a traitor to our country, a traitor to the United States.
And I'm like this, and the door hinges right here. And I just hear, where is she? Where is she? I thought everything was over.
Have you ever wondered how clowns like this become members of Congress? Are they simply actors or puppets doing as they're told? Some are groomed from an early age, and some are even chosen from a casting call. Here's how AOC became AOC.
Back in 2016, we put out a call for nominations. We got over 10,000 nominations. Out of those 10,000 nominations, we found Alexandria.
Lucky us. By the way, who is we?
I think we at Justice Democrats have a chance to really transform the Democratic Party.
Look at the absolute dumpster fires the Justice Democrats have given us. The worst members of Congress.
My brother.
Yeah. The squad, all of them, every last one of them comes from this one organization. Think about that.
Told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like literally working out of a restaurant. And
sounds like the perfect qualifications for a Democrat House member.
Her profile is not what you'd think of as someone who should run for office.
I was like,
right?
Literally working out of a restaurant.
And like you hadn't thought about running for office or anything at that point, right?
No.
You call people up and kind of walk them through the platform. Right.
Every conversation would have a very awkward pitch.
Do you want to run for Congress, maybe?
She was like, well, would you be open entering this kind of nomination process? And I was like, sure.
She entered a beauty pageant for political puppets.
There were so many other amazing candidates. The entire time I didn't think I was going to be picked.
Sounds like an American Idol interview. This is crazy.
We invited people to an in-person summit in Kentucky when we started getting serious about who we were going to run.
Being like, oh yeah, I'll do this because it's a bunch of crazy people.
She's finally right about something. The Democrat Party is full of crazy people, criminals, and degenerates. No wonder if this is the type of foolishness they do to install their puppet.
That's right. All right, War Room starts now. Thanks for your support. God bless you all.
Right now on thealexjones.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylene blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the colostrum plus, the bovine colostrum plus, the Irish sea moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the ultramethylene blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out, I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. This is something, it's just you feel healthier.
Yeah.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like, just sort of, it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.